And will you listen to the word of God as found in the Gospel of John, chapter 1. The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples when he saw Jesus passing by, and he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." And when the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus, and turning around, Jesus saw them following and asked, "What do you want?" And they said, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" "Come," he replied, "and you will see." So they went and saw where he was staying, and they spent that day with him. And it was about 4 in the afternoon. And Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said and who had followed Jesus. And the first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah," that is the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus, and Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas," which when translated is Peter. And the next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, "Follow me." And Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. And Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." "Nazareth? Can anything good come from there?" Nathanael asked. "Come and see," said Philip. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said of him, "Here truly is an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." "How do you know me?" Nathanael asked. And Jesus answered, "I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you." Then Nathanael declared, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." And Jesus said, "You believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree. You will see greater things than that." The word of God for the people of God. Our church mission statement is belong, believe, become, seeking to be like Jesus. And so often we forget to put that last part in, seeking to be like Jesus. We just say belong, believe, become. And that seeking to be like Jesus is the most important part of that whole phrase. Because you can belong and believe and become in most anything. You can belong to a political party. You can believe in the things that they state. And then you can become one of their elected officials. But for us, it's belong, believe, become, seeking to be like Jesus. That's the line that makes a difference. It's a primary statement of our purpose and our focus. Now, the disciples, which we know a lot about the disciples, they belonged a long time before they believed. The disciples belonged a long time before they believed. You know, Jesus invites us to come and be a part of his followers, to be with him in presence. And as the two that we just read about, they came, "So where are you staying?" Jesus invites them, "Come, be with me, be present with me." And they come and they spend the day with him. And he calls Philip, and Philip comes. And we know the story of John and James and Peter and Andrew fishing on the boat. And Jesus says, "Come, follow me. I'll make you disciples of men." They don't really understand anything yet. But they want to be with Jesus. They want to belong and be a part of him. And so, you know, you can belong, but there's a process for more than that. Matthew, he's sitting at his tax booth. Jesus again gives the call, "Come, follow me. Come be a part of what we're about." Before they really knew what they really believed in about Jesus, they just knew that they wanted to be a part. They wanted to fit in. They wanted to be something like that. And Jesus continued to call people throughout his ministry. We focus in on the 12, but there was others. If you remember, the rich young ruler came and said, "What do I have to do to have eternal life?" And Jesus said, "Go sell everything you have, give it to the poor." And then the invitation, "Come and belong. Come and follow me." And he went away sad because he had many possessions. Jesus today, he wants you to belong, to come and follow him. You don't have to be highly informed. You don't have to really feel like you understand or know the scriptures and have everything solid. But Jesus wants you to at least come and be in his presence and then learn. John 3:16, God wants to be in our presence so much that we know that verse, God so loved us, he loved the world, he sent his only begotten son that he would be here with us so that those who believe in him would not perish but have eternal life. It starts with Jesus coming and being a part of us and belonging in this world, and we belong to him. Seeking to be like Jesus begins with being in his presence. That's the only way you can belong, is to be a part of it. Now, after the disciples belonged, then they started learning about what they believed, and they found that their beliefs were challenged. You know, what they thought the Messiah was supposed to be, Jesus is not fitting into what they'd been taught by the scribes and the Pharisees. All they were looking for was a political king, one who would come and take over the country and free them from Rome. And at first, he didn't fit with what their understanding of what the Messiah would be. They were merely looking for that political king. But Jesus was something more. And the more that they belonged, the more that they were in his presence, the more they started to understand. There were things that left them totally confused. They were in a boat one time that was, and Jesus is sleeping, and the rest of the storm was scaring those who were fishermen. They were afraid they were going to drown, and they say something to Jesus, "Aren't you worried about this?" And he says, "Oh, ye little faith," and he speaks to the wind and the waves, and it all stops, and it says, they were amazed, and they were asking this question, "Who is this that even wind and waves and sea obey him?" He challenged their belief, and they were learning more as they saw how Jesus reacted and responded. Other times, people would question him about things. "Who is this that forgives sin?" And he'd say, "So you know, might know how I can forgive sin." He tells the lame man, "Take up your bed and walk." You see, as they see signs and wonders, their beliefs are challenged, and they begin to grow in what their knowledge and their understanding is. John chapter 14, he says, "Believe in me that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me, or believe on account of the signs and works themselves." The signs and wonders are acts of God's love to help us grow in our knowledge and our belief. The signs and wonders were for us to be able to believe. Just because I can see these signs and wonders, I can believe that you are the one. No one else can do this. Who can calm the wind and waves? Who can forgive sin? Who can say to the lame man, "Get up and walk"? The disciples, even in their growing in their belief, they're learning, not just seeing things, they're learning new things, you know, and they're amazed at his teaching. They talk about, he teaches as one with authority, not like the scribes and the Pharisees. All the other educated people around us, they can't speak like this, and they're amazed at that, and they're growing in their belief and understanding. We need to allow God's word to challenge us in such a way that it challenges the beliefs we had and that we grow in the knowledge of him. Jesus taught in parables. And you know the one of the most famous ones, the parable of the sower or the soils. And sower went out to sow. And you know, at the end of that, the disciples didn't understand. So they asked Jesus, they said, "Can you tell us what that means?" And it says, he took time and would explain to them the parables and teach them so that their belief might grow and be stronger. See, Jesus doesn't want you only just to be a part of him, belong. He doesn't want you to be just that's another name and number in our book. He wants you to grow. He wants you to know more about what you believe and what you know. Even after the resurrection, you know, they spent 3 years with Jesus, and he was teaching them, and they were seeing all this stuff, and then he was crucified, and he was dead. Even after the resurrection, they still don't have it all figured out. And you can read in Luke about the two on the road to Emmaus, and Jesus appears, and they don't recognize him, and they're saying, we had hoped, in other words, we had, our belief was that he was going to be the Messiah, but now all this stuff's happened. And it says, Jesus then went back in the Old Testament, starting with the books of Moses and all the way through, as they walked along that road and opened the scriptures to them that they might believe. And when he finally was revealed to them, him in a certain way, they're like, weren't our hearts burning inside of us? The belief of now knowing who Jesus is. See, he wants your presence. He wants you to belong. But he also wants you to believe for the purpose of being like him, grow in him. And as you grow in him, then you can proclaim, then you can profess, you know, he's alive. This Jesus whom you crucified is alive. But Jesus doesn't stop there. He doesn't want you just to belong. He doesn't want you just to believe. He wants you to become something. Simply belonging and believing is only part of a whole process, and it kind of like almost finishing a project. I don't know whether you have any of those at home where maybe even as a kid, you know, you have a model, you start building a model. Back when I don't know if they still do model cars and stuff anymore, but you get one 3/4 the way and then you just stick it off to the side. Jesus doesn't want you just set off to the side. He wants to complete his whole work in you by you becoming, you know, He wants you to be a witness to him. That's what he tells the disciples. They've been with him 3 years. They've been with him 40 days after the resurrection. They're excited. And he says, now you wait here until the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And then you will become my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the world. Wait for the Holy Spirit then, now that you have all the knowledge and belief, now that you belong, wait for the Holy Spirit to create and produce power within you, empower you to be my witnesses. We're seeking to be like Jesus, seeking to be like him. And they needed the Holy Spirit, just like Jesus received the Holy Spirit the day of his baptism, the Holy Spirit descended on them. We need the Holy Spirit in our lives the same way, poured out with power. When the Holy Spirit does come upon them, immediately they begin doing some things that were a lot like Jesus. They began proclaiming who God was and who Jesus was. And immediately when the Holy Spirit, and there in Acts, you know, we talk about the disciples in Acts, after the Holy Spirit falls on them, they become something else. They become referred to now as the apostles. Ones that have a purpose, sent with a mission to proclaim and be witnesses and testify. And they continue going through it by under the power of the Holy Spirit, performing signs and wonders so others might see and believe. And the lame walk, the dead are raised, the sick are healed, even so much that they're just passing out pieces of the clothes that they wore, and people would take those and others would be healed. And they proclaim the name of Jesus Christ that others might belong and others might then believe and others might become another witness for Jesus Christ. Their message is always, always more about Jesus. Their message is always inviting someone to come and be a part of his great love and family. Their message is always about how you might be more and know more. If you read the epistles of Paul, how you grow in your knowledge and how you learn to become like Jesus. So I invite you, you know, maybe some of you are at a spot in your life where you feel like you need a place to belong. We want you as part of Concord, but we want you mostly as part of the family of God. Come and join us. You don't have to understand everything. Just come be a part. And while you're with us, Stretch yourself to grow and believe. Study your scriptures and look to know what's really written there. Get involved in a small group or a Sunday school class, or if you need a small group form, let Pastor Chris or myself know, and we'll help you find someplace. But get involved into some group that you know you belong there, but you're also learning what you believe and you're understanding. And then maybe some of you are looking to become something, that wanting the call of God upon your life, and you want more of the Holy Spirit, then just let us know. We'll pray with you, we'll talk with you, that the Spirit of God might guide you and empower you. Most of all, let us seek to be like Jesus. We learn the phrase, belong, believe, become, but never forget. That tagline at the end is the primary purpose and focus. We want to be like him. We want to be like him. And as Tim had mentioned, it's more than just which is more like Jesus. It's more about letting him be in you. Let him be in you. Seek to be like Jesus. Let us pray. Almighty God, Lord, we thank you that you invite us to come. Lord, help us to move forward. Help us to step toward you. Lord, challenge us in what we understand, that we might be amazed at the power and the authority of your word. And Father, empower us. Empower us with your Spirit. Lord, grant us your presence. Lord, grant us a profession of our faith. And grant us the power of your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. When I was a freshman in high school, riding a different bus to the high school than what we rode in the elementary school, person who was on the bus, a little bit older, invited me to come and be part of a Bible club that they had. In the midst of that invitation, I found friends that now 50 years later are still some of my closest, deepest friends. And through that time together and different types of gatherings that we would join together, that we would learn and study and grow, that, you know, I eventually felt called to ministry. And I found where God would use me. I challenge you to be a person that invites others to come and see. I challenge you to be a person that gets involved in some study group or something where you're growing together. And I challenge you to ask God, where can you use me now? It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter what your health concerns are. God, how can you use me now? Let him help you belong, believe, and become, but mostly to seek to be like Jesus. May you go in God's grace and God's peace. In Jesus' name, amen.